Hello everyone, you're welcome to another episode of the Resilient Mind Podcast. The Resilient Mind Podcast is a podcast designed to help you build mental health and resilience for productivity, wellness, and happiness. My name is Dennis Agbete, and on this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you what you can do at night before you sleep to help you become more productive. What you can do at night that can help you more productive, that can help you reduce anxiety, enhance your mental health, and make you, live more calm during the day. So I will call it night routines that can help you enhance your productivity. Okay, it's important that you build a system around your life to help you become more productive, to enhance your mental health, and to make you, more relaxed and calm. Okay. If you want to change your life, you have to change the things you do daily. Rituals and routines are very, very powerful. Okay, if you want to change your results, you have to look at your rituals, your daily rituals, the things you do every day. Every champion has a ritual, has a routine, daily routine they engage in that made them champions. So if you want to be more productive, you want to live more, you want to enhance your mental health, you have to look at the things you do, especially the things you do before you sleep. The things you do before you sleep it's very, very powerful. So I want to share with you 6 routines that you can do before you sleep that will make you sleep better, that will help you more productive the next day. It will increase your effectiveness if you can integrate these as daily routines before you sleep. The first one is reflect on your day before you sleep. Reflect on how you spent the day before you sleep. And I will add that you do journal, right? Write it down. How did you spend your day? Because writing clarifies your thoughts. So you write down, how did you, use your time during the day? What did you do during that day? Did you accomplish your tasks? Did you accomplish your to-do list? So reflecting on how you spend your day helps you assess yourself, help you assess your life, right? A life that is not assessed is not worth living. Whatever you cannot measure, you cannot improve upon. Whatever you don't measure, you can't manage properly. So having proper assessment on how you spent your day, it helps you learn on what you should improve on, okay? Make you spot the mistakes you made during the day. Makes you, spot the gaps your day and helps you do better the next day. So before you sleep, you can make this as part of your routines. Reflect on how you spend your day. The second routine I'll be sharing with you today is that you write down 10 things you are grateful for that day. Write down 10 things you are grateful for that day. Not just writing it down. Actually take time to be grateful for at least 10 things that happen. That day. Gratitude is a powerful energy. Right? It helps you focus on the positives in your life. It is natural to focus on the negatives. But when you practice gratitude every day, it helps you focus on the positives in your life. Number 2, it creates a positive energy around you. Number 3, it helps you sleep better. Okay, what you focus on before you sleep, right, shows up in your dream. So one of the ways to cancel bad dreams is to have positive thoughts before you sleep, right before you sleep. Because the thoughts the thought you feed your mind with before you sleep will show up in your dreams. Number four, gratitude pushes positive energy into the universe. You know, the energy you put into the universe is the energy that comes back to you. This whole world, this whole universe is energy. And it's the energy you put into the universe that damn the energy that comes. So if you are grateful for the positive things that happened that day, you are going to push positive energy when you are grateful. And those positive things will come back to you in a greater measure. Whatever you are grateful for comes back to you in a greater measure. Okay, so practice gratitude. It helps you feel better too. Okay, when you are grateful, you are happier. Right. It releases happy hormones into your body. Hormones, chemicals like dopamine is released when you are grateful. When you focus on the positive, happiness chemicals are pumped into your system to make you mentally relaxed. To also make you mentally alert for the next day. So practice gratitude every day. Write it down. Write it down. This is good. This is very good for your mental health. So the first thing is you reflect on your day. The second thing is to be grateful for at least 10 things that happened your day. You could even praise yourself, right? Celebrate yourself. Celebrate the little progress you made that day. Celebrate yourself. Appreciate yourself for the little progress, the little advancement you're making, the little accomplishment. It releases dopamine into your body. It releases positive energy inside of you, right? And imagine you sleep with that kind of energy. You wake up refreshed. The third routine you can begin to practice before you sleep is to plan your day. The next day, plan the next day before you sleep. Highlight the things you need to do the next day. Write them down. Okay? When you plan your day ahead, you increase the probability or increase your probability for you to be more effective than the next day. When you don't plan the next day, you are planning to fail, to be less effective the next day. So write down the things you need to do and put them in order of priority. What are the important things? What are the important and urgent tasks that needs your urgent attention? Write them down. Then arrange how you are going to execute. Very, very, very important. You see, when you practice this, you see your productivity goes up. The next thing, the fourth routine you can begin to practice is to imagine your next day. Imagine yourself executing the task for the next day. Leave the next day in your mind. Imagine yourself accomplishing those tasks. Your to-do list, imagine yourself, you know, accomplishing those tasks, effectively executing what you ought to do the next day, right? Picture yourself being happy the next day. Prime your mind for productivity. Prime your mind for happiness, okay? See yourself enjoying your day the next day. See yourself doing well, succeeding, right? When you imagine yourself before the next, it helps you. By the time you get to the next day comes, you it's easier because your mind is already taking a mental position, a mental posture for effective execution. The fifth routine that you can begin to practice to enhance your productivity, enhance your mental health, is to read out your goals every day. Before you sleep, read out your goals. Look at your goals. Your goals for the next 12 months. Your goals for your finance, your financial goals, your career goals, your business goals, your sales goals, the goals for your marital goals, your health goals, fitness goals. Read them to yourselves. The goals for the next 12 months, the goals for the next 3 months, read them to yourselves, right? Your outcome goals and your performance goals. Now, outcome goals are those goals that has to do with the outcome, Performance goals are those goals that has to do with what you need to do to achieve the outcome. What you need to do daily to achieve a particular outcome. So let's say you want to earn $100,000 every year, or by the end of the year, you want to earn $100,000. That's the outcome goal. Performance goal is what are the things you need to do daily to help you achieve that goal. It could be that what you need to do is to prospect daily, or you are prospecting. You are prospecting to at least 10 or 5 people every day. For you to be able to make a particular number of sales per week, for you to be able to hit your target. So, but you need to read them to remind yourself of your goal. What you constantly focus on, you increase the possibility to manifest them. Right? So you are putting you are infusing yourself, or you are immersing yourself into your goal. And where attention goes, energy flows. Okay. So read your goals every night. The sixth routine that you should practice, or you can begin to practice, that will make you more productive is ask your subconscious mind questions. The answer to your life, the answers to the next steps that you should take are in questions. The answer is a question. Asking the right question will give you the right answer. Answers and solutions are dependent on the right questions. So you ask your, so take for example, you are having to deal, or you're working in a tough environment in the workplace, and you want to know how you can conduct yourself such that you are effective in that environment. You can ask your subconscious mind that question. Just ask it. And as you sleep, your subconscious mind gets to work. See, the answer to your life is inside of you already. It's in your subconscious, locked in your subconscious mind. And questions is one of the ways you unlock your subconscious mind. And when I mean questions, I mean open questions, not closed questions. A closed question is a question that needs a yes or no answer. So questions like, should I go there tomorrow? It needs a yes or no answer. But you don't ask closed questions. You ask open questions. Like, what can I do? Or what should I do when I get there? What can I do to thrive in this workplace environment? What can I do to increase my sales by 20% next month? Right? So you ask those questions, and when you sleep, your subconscious mind gets to work. See, when you sleep, the body and the mind enters the factory mode. So what you feed, the thoughts that you feed your mind with and your body with, are the thoughts they will work with when you are sleeping. And that is why the dominant thought you had before you sleep most likely will become what you will dream about. If you watch a movie, let's say you watch a movie that is scary before you sleep, that's what you were immersed in, the thoughts you were immersed in. When you sleep, you most likely dream about that movie. Right? So you see that many of these routines are to feed your mind with positivity, right? And positive energy that will put your mind to work, that will help you produce better. Okay? So practicing this routine will even help your sleep. You get to sleep better. Okay? And by the time you wake up the next morning, you wake up with fresh thoughts, fresh ideas, answers to your life, right? And these are some of the routines I practice that is helping me become more productive, especially in difficult times as this. Okay, so take charge of your life and begin to practice these routines. I am positive that this has been of value to you, right? I want you to, you know, share this episode with your friends, share the link, right? It has added value to you, so share it with someone who needs to hear it. Then leave a comment, right? Whatever platform you are listening, to this podcast, write a review. This is how we can get this type of content to more people. Okay, leave a comment, write a review. Let me know how this has helped you. And you can send me a message on my social media platforms. Let me know how this has helped you. And if you need help with your mental health, maybe you're battling depression or you're having anxiety, you can reach out to me on social media, or you can send a mail to dennisagbeti@gmail.com. Okay, or you can follow me on social media, Dennis Agbeti, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn @DennisAgbeti. All right. Next episode or subsequent episode, I will share morning routines, things you can do, rituals you can engage in the morning that can also increase your productivity. Right. I'm so excited that you joined in today. All right. Watch out for the next episode. All right. For now, bye.